when I'm finished with the Gospel of John chapter 5. And I'll read to you verse 40. Yeah, I'll start from verse 39. Am I concerned with verse 40? Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life. As I said, my concern is the verse 40. So the verse 40 is our text for our meditation this morning, and the subject is the life of life. In that way, you can see a share. Was John in some more true? How John chapter 5 verse 40? No, and I say, Namu Bam in China, Namu Enya and Kwa. And then some of the people are doing your own thing now, but today, Bote Jasper and Kwamu and Kwa. And this, as we go, they are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he, if you read the whole passage, he said it to reprove the unbelief of the Jews. Because of their unbelief, they were not willing to believe Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord and as God and Savior, as the one who has come, through whom God has sent that salvation from sin might be sought from. So, by their unbelief, these Jews rejected him. So, he tells them this, that the attitude of, as they reject him, they are also rejecting life. Now, Jesus Christ can say something to you, if we said, Jesus Christ, we have a point about now, but we are saying, our Father is so many people. You will be more normal, say, Israel will be more, and so many too. Look at verse 1 of chapter 5, verse 1 of Banua. We share Osa, Obi Yare, in a 12th so after, I'm going to say, the all Kennedy, you know, Osa say, a day, say, I'm going to be more. So if you say, someone air cost air pun or no, so no yard and qua, or no any uncle, baby, I saw by the uncle, come cost air pun as some normal formal reaction, you know, or patch on say, or more air pun and qua. And they in America understand them that, yeah, if I say a dream dream. And the fact is that some of the Jews believed, well, we have believed, some of them believed in him because they be the apostles and many others, but then many of them swear that the Jewish leaders and the scribes and the Pharisees, many of them didn't want to believe that Jesus Christ was God incarnate. He was the Messiah who was to come, which the prophets of old have prophesied about. They were not willing to accept. And that they were also not willing to realize that God has purposed that in the Lord Jesus Christ, through him alone, that all that he wants us to know about life, all that he wants us to know about salvation from sin might be sought from. Now, among so many persons, they said, Jesus Christ to pay so my name so my dear. You know, for the other two or say, Sibinia and Quavi Bonimo, Sibu and Qua and Sadia Tierno, so no, in church any or any Jumo Bidina, not any person, not other real so no, who say no, never ma and Quano, no more person or Mujidi. And as I said, some of them believed, because the apostles were Jews and many others, but many of them also did not believe at all. And then Jesus told the unbelievers, and you will not come to me that you might have life. And now the question is, what life was Jesus talking about? As someone said beside us, or son, some kake, or can say, Nkwame na Jesus do not all come from us. I'm sure you and I believe that he was talking to living people, that also. We know Jesus to me say, no, can I say, omwe, tia say, omwe, omuti wia say, omwe, Nkwame. So, thinking through this, I'll let us have to bring, I'll bring two things to your attention out of this text. And the thing is, what life was Jesus talking about? And the other one is, how is it to come to Jesus? For these are the things that we, a statement from him is trying to tell us, that he was speaking about life, and he also telling them that they were not coming to him. So, how is it to come to him? You see. And before we go, touch on the life he's talking about. Let's think a little about life itself. as Jesus Christ, who is the source of all life. That's what the Bible tells us about him, that he's the source of all life. Life of plants, animals, humans, and all spirits, all living things depend on him. They have their life from him, and they depend on him. He created life, and he sustains life. The American said, if you serve as a minister, say, yes, Christo, in Kwaya, I'll say, it's all my engineer, the Oman Banahon, the Omunyano. I think Kwana Oka, a master, if you say an American, Oman Oka, such a woman, no way at Yasu for Omunyo Mumu. And the agents has a lap. The agent who I said, I'm Kwana, that's why I'm talking, you said, yes, Christo, if it's in your, or say, Oman Banahon, and it's what you're saying. The Bishop Sir and your mommy and me. I'm answering the Bishop and Kwana, yes, Christo, Oka, master, young Jean. Yang bi wo ko je kakra se yesu so no na enkwanya fi no nduade a ehu o nduane ade enkwa wo mu ene emboa nipa ne bi asunsum enkwa a wo sunsum kura no efi yesu so ho efi so no na obo ade ono obo wi asinya ono na ade bi ate ase bia no ejina ne so when we come to Colossians chapter 1 verse 17 we are told he is before all things. And by him, all things consist. You see, onu na odi adi ni him na namusu na bibia ejina sa bietina. And then John 1:4 we are told, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Ni mu na mpawa enkwa e ni pahai. Ni mu from him is the source of life. So that he who is telling us about this people who wouldn't come to him for life, he's the source of life, and he knows what they are missing. You see. He knows what they are missing. Again, let's think further of this life that he's talking about, and we'll continue with our thinking about our temporal life. Our temporal life we have is from him. So if Jesus Christ to hope. So, as we are sitting here, he is sustaining all our breath. So yeah, home home we are taking here no, on no cry and home musicia. He plans to take our breath, we are dead bodies. So any person or dear home is here, I will force is here. Our life that the breath that we are breathing is from him. You see, how many of us think of that? Whether you live for a day, month, years, it is his will. So, but that's a dark pill, and Bosomio in Fibro, Nina, if you know, he determines how long we should live because he has our life, he gives us, he supplies us. It's like you look at electricity, how we have sometimes we have light off, that also when they take the power off. So, that if Lord Jesus should take our life, become like these dead cables, it's useless. That's how we are. Because if we have all the place wired up, there's no electric power. It's useless. It's the same as those who have nothing. You see, so if we take our life, we become like dead bodies. We become nothing. And again, when we think of temporal life, Satan or man has no power over life. Or when someone has a nipper being over to me, or young quiet prayer, or we are being a to me also. Life is lost when God permits. Life is lost when God permits. Only God can create and destroy life. If you remember, the Lord Jesus Christ said that even a sparrow will not fall to the ground without his knowledge. Sometimes you look at the little ants and all those, how they are significant in our eyes, but their lives are sustained by the power of God. And it's amazing to think of it, because that's why the Bible tells us that we cannot comprehend God entirely. We cannot understand him entirely. All that he wants us to know, he has given us in his word to know. So that is why we hear, we listen to the Lord Jesus Christ as he's telling us about life. If we say, Job chapter 34, verse 14 to 15, it says that if he set his heart upon man, if he gather unto himself his spirit and his breath, all flesh shall perish together, and man shall turn again unto dust. Also, or the new city pastor. That's why then the home, na home, and then the craft in you are. In your ever done, and the tear. In your ever shrey and one. My house off of the team, because in the team, if you buy. So you see how God is, we should think of such a mercy from Him, such goodness to sustain us, our lives, and to give us each and every day our bread. You see? And the worst of all, how this life is used to sin against Him. It's not amazing. So you think I'm going to go and my young one. You can't say one way. No, you say one way. Crying says, "I'm going to do my tears as you see." And you're going to see one cry. How ungrateful we are to sin against God, to live a life of sin, and to ignore His word. See, that's what Lord Jesus Christ is telling them here. Said here, "You can't go and my young one." No, can I say train? So said. Yet to me, I didn't need the name of Sakaya if you want him not yet here to the so. So, or they yes, Christ, I best to ourselves. One more over to me, or no, but who actually the pump. So, wow, or no, she didn't go to Calvary. So, I don't remember to the so, but you if you want him. Then, so, Nipa, ah, you're my young one, or you're my young one, and you're not selling home. And fire home cry, say, yeah, you're one, it's here, and you're good for boy. Again, let's think of this again, the temporal life again. Again, the temporal life we have. Soon we may lose it. Death is an appointment that none can miss. Sir, inquire your war, brave women, and change the hour, and you'll get a very sound point. And so, I know you'll say, you move faster, inquire your way home. See, when we attend the funeral of our friends and relatives, it is to remind us that soon we'll be like them. Say, call him, you are nominated, I don't wait years here. I didn't hope to see when he said that and should be a servant is all more. We see them, we may pity oh what happened and all that, but soon we shall be like them. You see? Millions who have lived just hundreds of years before us, what are they? The power 50 be Roman as you may you can be 100 years before Yangasa ever has ever no more. They are all gone. They are all their life has been taken away. Among creative your Muslim, Momunia says you. You see, friends, the brevity of this life is indeed, though it's a great matter, but it's not a matter that should bother us so much when we compare it to our sinful lives. This is my brave boy, and I said, I'm going to go and say, I'm going to be brave, and I'm going to be brave, and I'm going to be brave. Yes, because we cannot do anything about the shortness of our lives. It's in the hand of God, but it's our sin in this shortness of life that we have to think about. I don't know anyone who saw the dream who said, "Abrabu, I don't cry, I am short. I will help you pray." Fine. But the year this year was sad. America came when he said, "Your one year, America came to my year. Your year who assassins you." If you say one year, you be a terrorist. Every sin is against God. Whether we sin against our friend or ourselves, whatever, it's against Him. And then look at us. We have this short life given us, and this short life we are. Send away our lives. Why it is so important to think of our sinful life is because there's one important appointment for all of us, the day of judgment. And then you know, see a dream, you're born or sound, I'm recorded, I might say, internationally. You see a dream, who part, if you said, I tell you that whole am I? Not for the day, yes, you go about depending on the point for us. God has set a day when He will judge every sinner. The day of judgment, because you know why I'm saying people think of this life so much that they forget that it's going to be a day of judgment. The only time because the people pray, almost being a bravo, and the mesma, official mobile bravo, Koso, they will move if you cry, sir, almost you had the boy for, almost if you cry, sir, I tell you, they will hold a mind and say, if you are, we are seeing one. It's the only five years once I miss a bit of my bravo, which we are starting to hear. What people think of this shortness of life, how we can live well this life and be happy and enjoy life. No, that's not the purpose of life. We are sinners. We are not living to the glory of God. We are not living to the purpose which God has made us into this world. And that should concern us. And you miss my bravo, miss me a benefica, miss me a business, you are dying, that's miss my, you pity your assassin. Well, you are assassin, your boy, bra, your DD, your co-back, and you're the new bra. The Huyen said,
Abraboy, and I said, Quacker, okay, dear man, you was angry with me. Ah, that's never quite him, woman. When I see again, you see, the day of judgment, the day of God's vengeance against every sinner. I said, Mudan, you have a point, a dying point, the book will show, be sure you got the point, the day of what? God's vengeance. The Bible tells us vengeance is of God. Yankupon or Chibonyasu. Well, you have to be, or be, we had any devil to jail. That's not the end of that punishment. Because all sin will be judged at the day of God's judgment. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, from 7 to verse 9, we are told about the day of judgment. When the Lord Jesus Christ shall be revealed from heaven, with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Bible no share of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, 7, part verse 9, it says, Yes, Christ, I don't obey Pierre, a straw abano. I don't know if you're a or they show any book show never back at the point for Omun Yanko, Omun Tien in San Pano, said our catchers are due for ya, Omun Tien, Omun Yankan, or the Bushi Babom or so. Now, what they are so Tria, any idea in the Bronx. You see, the day of God's judgment is of God's vengeance to every sinner. I don't go for a bad thing where Banay and Book, I don't want the book show, wish you got the point for us. So you see, and it is going to come because we die, it is true, and then we enter into judgment. It's going to come, you see. It's going to come. This is the reason why you, everybody, need to listen to the Lord Jesus Christ. Waiting and being here, so be also tears, Christmas, and more coming. That's the reason why the Lord Jesus Christ, his words are not mere words. He's the Son of God, equal with the Father in glory. What he says is the word of God. What he says is the truth. They all can yanku pon pray. And when we think of his pity, his concern for us that he was willing to come. Look at the God of glory, who has made all things and that who doesn't need anything from his creation, to lay his glory above, to come and suffer and die for our sins on the cross of Calvary, to pour his blood, so that through that sinners such as us who profit him nothing should be given life, should be given eternal salvation from sin, so that all our sins that we have committed, God will cancel the punishment. Dear everyone who says, Yes, Christ, yes, Christ, and you have a and you have to say, Jano, or no, we are seeing ya, Bibia, then we are only here, Bibian, if we are still here. So no ankasa so be if you bonimun to know your pen so beba no be bre ye prano then so we walk Calvary we should mo jengo so we bear obey no de no why you know if you bonne as such here ni bonne because bonne a group bonne a primary air prono a jeff him ni bonne wants to hear so a jeff him you see it tells us that we should listen to what he's saying. I sure as I was saying, it's the organ. You see, that's why he said, if you don't come to me, then you will have life. I came to offer my life so that you'll be saved. But you don't want to come to me. You will die in creature. A dying sinner. Me buy me, I'm the Ajungum, me, or no, yeah, and Quamrano. Ah, no, here will be the end of the Ahono. Or by, sir, yeah, 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 probably, or be when you're there, too, so I hear from you. That's the embassy, it's here. So you will not come to me so that you have life. Oh, but some of them are saying, why are they? You see, he calls every sinner to come before him to confess his or her sins. Or Freddy Boyini Biasa, or Brian Dim, we can't have one action. What's the channel? Well, we could get strength, so on for the morning channel. He calls every sinner to lay down his heart and life before him and confess his sins before him. And cry for pity and for mercy that he will forgive him of his sins. Friends, when the Lord Jesus Christ was on earth, he was not just a man. You see, these Jews, their fault was that they were taught that, well, he may be just a man. He was not just a man. You see, he was God at the same time man. When he became man, he didn't stop being God. Some people think that, well, because he calls God his Father, then he was his beloved. No, he did that because of us. What we are supposed to do, we couldn't do. He became our mediator. He worked as our redeemer and our mediator. In that way, he acted on our behalf. In the book Philippians, we are told that he gave himself to be fashioned like a man. He took himself to a form of a servant. That means it wasn't his character, it wasn't his position to become like a servant, but he submitted himself to become like a servant. You see? And he did all this so that we might have life. You see? Sometimes I think about the Jewish leaders. You know, they thought when they have crucified Jesus Christ, then they have ended his life. They thought he was just a man. You see? What they said was true. If he was just a man, then they would have ended his life. And that was. But you know, you cannot. His life can never be ended. Though he died, he lived again. He came physically into life, not as a spiritual being. He came physically into life again. He said that I lay down my life and I take it again. Who can do that? Yes, so this is the God of life. He proved to us that he can give us life. But then he did. And now you want to use for the addiction that you're born in here. You see? And again he says, and you will not come to me that ye might have life. You know what you are living your life away from me. Yes, I am the one who should give you life. You see? Again, I have the question, what life was Jesus speaking about? I have been speaking about the temporal life. The answer is in the Bible. I'll just 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 to 12. We have the answer there. I don't need to even tell you. I'll just read it to you. And this is the record that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath no life. Also, when you are dancing and pong, what you have to go near. So, am I a downqua? That's how downqua in the winning banning. Nanya or banu. That is it. He's talking about eternal life. He's talking about a life which is different from what we have here. Or can die in Kwanwasem. The life just what I say we should come for is eternal life, not this temporal life. All that it has to do to live eternally and that all the blessings of eternal, that's what he's saying. He's talking about eternal life, which is in contrast to our natural lives. See, these days, people say that, well, Jesus Christ will buy Nitmia and Yankwania. They are thinking of this temporal life. I think it is true, when we have eternal life, we have spiritual life in here, but that is not the purpose of it's not for temporal life here. The reason why when we have eternal life, we still live here and live in that spiritual life is because God will make us live to defeat Satan and his work, like our sinfulness and our rebellion against him. In this life, God will make us overcome. He will not let us live and then we go to heaven. No, he will let us know that. And even Satan, who deceives us to sin, to realize that man, with the power of God, is able to overcome him. You see? Man, with the power, the grace of God in the heart, is able to overpower him who we don't see, who is so cunning and so cruel to us, who wish that all the human race is destroyed. God will make us live here with that life so that we overcome him. Because our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, overcame him when he rose from the dead and dashed into pieces all the plans and his ideas, his motive that man will become a sinner and then God will cast us away. You see, so that if we want to overcome Satan, this is the life. See, but see to me, when we come to Lord Jesus Christ, we are given this life, the power to overcome him. Eternal life is a gift of God's grace.
which makes it different from natural life. Natural life, we have it from our birth. Though it's from God, we have it from our birth. But for eternal life, it's a special gift of God's grace, which we have to go to Him and ask, and He'll give it to us. The can is said, young fire was as you see, here we are in the body, and open your mind, and so down panic there. Obviously, put in him, never different, your best strength. So they're born in China or the mind. So God gives eternal life to all whom He forgives by the atoning death of the Lord Jesus Christ. One more, what you or young for your money, so if you sell up on the name. I'm sure John 3:16, we all know, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Saying, we are seeing His sword in the back, our sword down the back, we are saying, so this is what Lord Jesus Christ is telling us here. Eternal life, to have that life, to have that life so that we'll be united to the life of God. So if you sound quite any you see, we will know we become a people who will not want to live away from God at all. You see, those without eternal life, the Bible tells us in Ephesians 4:18 that their life is alienated from the life of God. The Bible shows Ephesians chapter 4:18 says, though they are living in this world, they may go to church, they may read the Bible, they may pray. But if we don't have eternal life, we have not come to Lord Jesus Christ, if we have not asked Him to save us, to forgive us of our sins, and we have not repented of sin and come to Him in this way, we can never come and taste of that forgiveness of that life of God. You see, eternal life is a life that is in accordance with God's life. Meaning that I live, I have the power now in me, which you don't have it. When we are born again, when we have been saved from sin, God gives that power in us. Now, this power moves us to only desire to live for Him alone. This life makes us holy. Anything that makes us rebel or live against His will becomes our greater burden. Eternal life, am I to me? And then Kwame to me, So eternal life. So eternal life, I'm sure you know the name itself, life without an end. Is that not so? Life without an end. Yes, it is not the endlessness that makes it so special, because we have people who will be what? Living eternally in death. If you say, we move back to not down, we must as I see if you swear. At the point of one year, over call on some gym, move back to not down, a horse here, that's a trans, a woman, a da, a woo. So it's not that, yes, it'll be a better than a downer, a year, and a gym, but rather, it is the joy, the peace, and the comfort of it, which is received by living with God. Every, any journey of some day, if you see any uncle point at things here, and the man eternal life, down panel, a year, a dear, a sombo, it's because of God, not the endlessness of life. Because to live endlessly without God is the greatest trouble to have. To live endlessly without God, how can you live without His comfort, without His peace? What will you be? How will you be? That is why hell is always pictured as a place of torment. To live without God eternally, it's a situation of torment. So, eternal life is full of peace and joy and comfort because it's a life that makes us to live with God. It's a life that makes us to live according to the purpose of our Creator. And He gives to all those who come to Lord Jesus Christ and rest their hopes of salvation in Him, who give up their life of sin and come and bow down their heads before Him. And renounce every confidence in their own self and any confidence, any good they can think they have done to achieve something from God. They put all those things aside and come as the hymn writer just come as they are, empty with any good, but seeking to be filled with the goodness of God through His forgiveness, where we are brought into a relationship with God. So the eternal life makes the desire, the purposes, and the aspirations in this life to be united with that of God. See? Say nya sa dan kwa fi Jesus Christ ho as e ba na se e be se no boni fashion le ten ya e ma afei no e hu se ya dwen po ye buta e si e ni so ani e susu ye wo wi ase no enya papa ye twetwe then afei ye be hwe yakopon se yakopon church na kwai so that ye ya dwen po ani e buta ye ni de be yep until then we are all living for self akopem breast e be pa ni mi etunya sa sa no obi a tena se ma no what I'll eat, what I'll wear, what I'll drink, what my family, that is all. That is all. But no, those things are secondary matters to life. What matters is that, am I living to the will, to the desires, to the purpose of God? Am I not living against His will? Eternal life is to live with the holy, just God on earth. It begins when we have eternal life. Though we are on earth, but yet we live with this God, the God of all creation, who is holy, just, and whose presence is peace, as the psalmist is peace forevermore. So it's like it's heaven and earth, then also. So until God has made us to know, we will never value it, because when we are saved, our physical situation doesn't really change, because the spiritual matter. Yes, the physical body will change at the day of final, when Lord Jesus Christ comes, when He will change, Apostle Paul says that He will change this corrupt, vile body into His glorious body. But when we are saved, this body remains the same. It is subject to illnesses, it is subject to all that, even temptations to sin is so there, but now we have been brought into a state that we have power against all sins. We have power against all deception of Satan and all the false ideas of this world. You know how this world has so many false ideas about life. Count all religions. And apart from what the Lord Jesus has in His word, all religions are false. All systems of our beliefs, and they lead us to nowhere. True holiness is taught to us from the scripture. Say, come, conquer here, and then you're going to find it. How can you change it? We need to be able to know something here. Take away what God has said. You have no life with God. They are all deception. Those are prepared by Satan to take people's heart away from God. And nowadays, the false spiritual experience, and God spoke to me, and I had a dream. And people think that because they have a dream or a vision, whatever they claim to have, when they say that, they claim that God is dealing with them. Meaning, they are not sinners, because if he or she is a sinner, will God deal with him or her? No. And people dwell on that, and they don't care even if they have been forgiven of their sins or not. It's sad, is that not so? And that's the devil will be saying, oh, young folk are such a minya, madam, minya, besuda, young folk are such a me. And two catch and say, yes, Christo, young folk or seeing young folk, yes, such a good one. And final, what is after young folk? In a way, Yakupon, Ayobia, may Barbara Bonson, and Yasako Mammy, and you share no mommy dreams. You see how Satan is deceiving people? God has never told us in His word that He will speak to us through dreams. He said, we should read the Bible. Yes, there was a time God used visions, dreams to do His work. God is not. We should listen to what His Bible is teaching us. He told the Jews, take the scriptures. And also, in verse 39, it says in our reading, verse 39, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are there who testify of me. Then he adds, and you will not come to me. You are searching the scripture. It's through the Bible alone that we can know the will of God for our lives. You see? Just by the way, somebody told me, there was a church, and I think that the pastor or somebody there said, oh, somebody had a dream that she went to hell, and that all those women who are not wearing scarf to church or something were in hell. So the pastor's wife said, all the women in the church from now onwards should be putting on scarf. Again, what the hell? I mean, it's amazing. And at a point, I think 3 years onward, the person who had the dream said, oh, it's a deception. And this is a reason I'm telling you. And this pastor's wife to come to tell the church, well, now we are canceling this. You see how deceptive when people say, how can you verify? How can you depend? And a whole church wants to dwell on that, and put up what is right and wrong based on people's dreams and visions. No, God will not let
his people will be misled by human views and ideas. That is why we have his word. And this is what Lord Jesus Christ is telling us. He said that you will not come to me, then you will not have life. Until we come to him, until we yield up our life of sin, laid up our life before him, we cannot. So I'll quickly go to how is it to come to him. Friends, when we consider the kind words of Lord Jesus Christ, these are kind words. It's like somebody, picture someone who maybe you are going to, I mean, maybe there's a distraction, I mean, some kind of a vehicle before you, you are rushing towards it. And this person is pleading, no, don't go. That's what the word, you will not come, and you will not come to me. That's the word. Out of kindness, he pitied them. You will not come to me that he might have life. You see, it's a word of pity to a sinner. You are perishing in sin. Are you not come to me? What is it to come? To come to him is to believe in him as the only able, suitable, sufficient Savior. The one who is only able to save us from sin. He alone must forgive us our sins and give us that life which God has promised to give. He alone must do that. He alone must bring us to that stage. And in that, you will believe aright when you come to him. You realize yourself as a dying poor sinner. You see? Which you need to do all the crap in the papa so who said, wow, we are born in here. Just a wow, put us right now with a genie. Now, born in him. Now, why is it will be our own? So, yeah, don't prepare for hell. That's how you. If God should not spare me in a second and take my life, I am rushing to hell. That's how I come to him. I use the thief on the cross. Few minutes to death, he says, Lord, remember me when you come to your kingdom. He was the most wisest sinner, is that not so? So he lived a life of sin, but at the point where he realized he has nothing, that's how we should come to Jesus Christ. That it doesn't matter how we have lived, but immediately we hear him as the Savior. We should be wise to that. That we should turn and come, else become fools. Because the next moment, our life is taken. And where do we go? Perish eternally. You see? Perish eternally. We are perishing without the life of God. We are perishing because we don't have the life of Jesus Christ in us. We need to. Everyone here who have not come to Lord Jesus Christ, he's calling you. He said, you come to him that you may have life. Come to him. You see, many people go to Lord Jesus Christ with their life problems and also all sorts of life problems. Mention it financially, emotional problems, whatever, job problem, whatever. But not their sin problems. See? He will want us to come to him with our sin problem first. He wants to deal with our sin. He told us in Matthew 6:23, he said that 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto. If he saves us, if he saves you, the things of this life, if you need it, he will give it to you. That's why he told believers in the same passage that we should not be anxious about things of this life. Yes, we should work, we should do our work, diligently, but we should not be those who are concerned with, because when people are concerned with life matters, they forget about their sinfulness. As if this life and this temporal thing and this is all that matters. No. Lord Jesus Christ says, seek ye first. But if you should go in the point, this more than one chair, and I'm so. Mesma, or so ban in chain, no who feel one of them, no mouse, and how we are between your book watching up. Ah, the moat me in Yasa and Tiani and that's all your book winning. So can and call, so you're born yet. But the other idea, but you can't say who you're the man. And then people have turned it upside down. They are seeking all things, they want God to do all things for them. I've heard some people say, oh, if my life is better, I'll go to church. Well, it's a wrong idea. Was not going to church. If my life is better, because they mean coming to Jesus Christ. Because that's what they mean. If the things in the world goes on with them, they will give their heart to Jesus Christ. No. Life is not going to get better. There's one trouble after the other. Ask the richest person in the world if he's not, doesn't have his troubles. Mr. If you ask him, Abraham, he may not have your trouble, but his troubles are there. You see, they're poor, they're rich, we all have our troubles. But then the Lord Jesus Christ said, despite our troubles, we should seek him. We should come to him. Because the rich and the poor, will come to die one day. The rich and the poor will stand in judgment. Young person, old person, we all stand in judgment. Whether we have jobs or not, we will stand in judgment. That's what matters. Whether we have jobs, we may live while we are working. We may not be working while we die. But what matters? How we come to Him. Come to Him. Yield up your heart to Him. Lay down your life and heart. Ask Him to save you. Brandon Him for Akuma no Abraham Bani. Abraham Bani Akuma Apro O Bani. For Brandon Him, that's Sufren. Yes, Christ will walk Calvary. That's how I read you. All over to me, John 5. I read to you again and I'm done. John 5:40. And you will not come to me that you might have life. They are wells of what? Comfort. They are wells of what? Pleading with everyone who has not come to Him. Come, build up your life to Him, for He still saves.